Donald Trump just had Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth do a press conference in an attempt to clean up the mess of the Iran strikes. Pete Hegseth's own Pentagon came out with a preliminary report saying that most of the sites were not fully destroyed. While yes, there was a lot of damage, it only took a few months to rebuild, therefore putting us back in the same position, having to strike again, according to Trump and Netanyahu. So Donald Trump decides to send Pete Hegseth out to give a press conference to try to clean this up. Keep in mind, this is after Trump freezing Hegseth out of confidential talks for weeks. Donald Trump would not ask Hegseth his opinion, would not have him weigh in, despite Pete Hegseth being the defense secretary, the head of the Pentagon. Trump just did not trust him, which shows that he knows Pete Hegseth was plucked off of TV more so for looks and loyalty than for actual experience. So, I mean, check out Pete Hegseth just breaking down right at the beginning of the conference.
But let's take half-truths, spun information, leaked information, and then spin it. Spin it in every way we can to try to cause doubt and manipulate the mind, the public mind, over whether or not our brave pilots.
Listen to his tone throughout this whole thing. It's not even just whiny. There's a bit of like desperation in his tone, and he's trying to sell something that nobody is quite buying. I mean, in this clip, for example, when he's trying to say
spun information, leaked information.
You want to talk about leaked and spun information? Dude, you guys literally leaked an entire signal group chat to an Atlantic reporter and then tried to spin the hell out of that after. The meltdown then continues.
Let me read the bottom line here. President Trump directed the most complex and secretive military operation in history.
Dude, in history? The most complex and secretive operation in history? I mean, I wasn't alive in 1944, but wasn't D-Day planned and executed for like months in advance over and over and over? Didn't we mislead German forces about the timing, the location, the beaches? We had double agents feeding false info to the Germans and like dummy tanks simulating these non-existent armies all to mislead them leading into D-Day. There was an insane amount of like ultra intelligence going into this for months. And the result was that the Germans were caught off guard. Now, D-Day ended up being rough for other reasons, but the idea that this strike, this lousy effing strike, was one of the most complex in history is absolutely absurd. Now, here's where Pete Hegseth really begins to go off the rails. Him and Donald Trump are trying to create their own reality, and they're trying to have it both ways. So Pete Hegseth is, you know, trying to cite his own Pentagon, sourcing his own Pentagon to say that it was an overwhelming success, but then he's also dismissing the same Pentagon's findings about, you know, the sites not being destroyed. He also doesn't seem to understand the difference between the media and the media simply citing a report. Like, let me show you. CNN right here said exclusive. Early U.S. intel assessment suggests strikes on Iran did not destroy nuclear sites, sources say. Now, Trump and Hegseth have been attacking CNN for releasing this, but they don't seem to be able to draw the difference between CNN, like the entity that is writing this, versus the Pentagon, where they're sourcing this. That's where the actual investigation was done that leads to moments like this.
Because you, and I mean specifically you, the press, specifically you, the press corps, because you cheer against Trump so hard, it's like in your DNA and in your blood to cheer against Trump because you want him not to be successful so bad. You have to cheer against the efficacy of these strikes. You have to hope maybe they weren't effective.
I know I used the word whiny earlier, but it's more scoldy at this point. He's scolding them. He's kind of whining. And this is what people in my generation call a crash out. I know that I have audience members multi-generational. I have young people. I have people that are in their 40s or 50s, which is still very young. People in their 80s in my comment section, which is amazing. Crashing out is when somebody is losing their effing mind. This dude is crashing out right now. Drop a like and subscribe if you just learn new Gen Z terminology. That's what we do on this channel. New Gen Z terminology learned every single day. But to continue, in this clip, reporter Jennifer Griffin asks him a very normal question, like the fundamental question she asks him. And Pete Hegseth begins to attack Jennifer. She gets a good response in. Watch.
I've seen that suggests that what we didn't hit exactly what we wanted to hit in those locations.
That's not the question, though. It's about highly enriched uranium. Do you have certainty that all the highly enriched uranium was inside the Four Dome Mountain or some of it, because there were satellite photos that showed more than a dozen trucks there 2 days in advance. Are you certain none of that highly enriched uranium was moved?
Of course, we're watching every single aspect. But, Jennifer, you've been about the worst, the one who misrepresents the most intentionally. What the president says. I'm familiar.
About the ventilation shafts on Saturday night. And, in fact, I was the first to describe the B-2 bombers, the refueling, the entire mission with great accuracy. So I take issue with that.
I appreciate you acknowledging that this was the first the most successful mission based on operational security that this department has done since you've been here, and I appreciate that. So we're looking at all aspects of intelligence.
I mean, why did he attack her and then back down at the end? What an absolute coward. And she made a good point. She was like, dude, I've been reporting this in a very accurate and concise way ever since it began happening on Saturday and Sunday. I was the first person to report it. And again, Pete Hegseth is doing this disturbing act. It's an act where he's pretending he doesn't know the difference between the media and the sources they're citing. He's trying to trick the MAGA fan base into thinking that CNN just makes random shit up. When again, CNN, I guarantee when we read this article, we'll see they're quoting, and like the first line, they'll be quoting the Pentagon. The U.S. military strikes on three of Iran's nuclear facilities last weekend did not destroy the core components of the country's nuclear program and likely only set it back by months, according to an early U.S. intelligence assessment that was described by seven people briefed on it. So seven people briefed on this U.S. intelligence assessment conducted by the Pentagon. It says, the assessment, which has not been previously reported, was produced by the Defense Intelligence Agency, the Pentagon's intelligence arm. It is based on a battle damage assessment conducted by U.S. Central Command in the aftermath of the U.S. strikes, one of the sources said. So these are sources coming straight from the Pentagon. And of course, Pete Hegseth is trying to be combative. Chairman Kane, General Kane, is then asked a tough question, and Pete Hegseth has to jump in and save him.
General, on Sunday you said final battle damage will take some time. And you also said, I think BDA is still pending, and it would be way too early for me to comment on what may or may not still be there at the nuclear facility. So that was just over 3 days ago. So what has changed? Would you use the term obliterated as well?
Sure. Like I said, we don't do BDA. I'll refer that to the intelligence community. And
you're talking with them. I mean, what changed in the past 3 days and make you so, you know?
I think I explained what changed. There was a group.
Then Pete Hegseth has to hop in.
Make you so, you know.
He's rattled.
I think I explained what changed. There was a great deal of irresponsible reporting based on leaks, preliminary information in low confidence. Again, when someone leaks something, they do it with an agenda.
I mean, that is not always true. You could leak something and your agenda is just the truth. You want the truth to be out there. Or you could accidentally leak something like Pete Hegseth himself did. It doesn't always inherently mean you have some sort of agenda. Here is Pete Hegseth, again, just attacking the media.
How many stories have been written about how hard it is to, I don't know, fly a plane for 36 hours?
Why would we write an opinion piece about how hard it is to fly a plane when we can just cite U.S. intelligence that is telling us the up-to-date... Like, Pete Hegseth wants us to completely brush off current U.S. intelligence and write puff pieces about how hard this is. He wants a North Korean-type propaganda arm. Like, could you imagine if I made three videos after the strike and all videos were like, look at how brave and amazing our pilots are. Do you know how hard it is to fly 36 hours? And the next one is titled, like, Pete Hegseth is so strong and handsome. No, we don't do fucking propaganda on this channel. We spread the truth. We push back. And I'll leave it there. If you appreciate what we do, drop a like. Subscribe below to join the crew as we build this up. And I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.